Welcome to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Today's game is powered by Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. Surf Taco, with 9 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County. Good food, good people, good vibe. By RKE Athletic, helping outfit the Monmouth Hawks high school and rec teams. Route 71 in Wall. And the Monmouth University Department of Athletics. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310. And WOBMAM.com.
And a happy new year to everyone listening to our first Monmouth University men's basketball broadcast in 2015. Good evening, everyone. Alongside my broadcast partner this evening, Steve Bazzaz, I'm Eddie Acapinti. Our good friend Zach Collins in the studios engineering our broadcast tonight as we welcome you live to upstate New York. Tonight, the 2-0 in MAC play Monmouth Hawks, 5-7 overall in the season, visit the equally 2-0 and 7-4 overall Golden Griffins from Canisius College as Monmouth resumes Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference play on Friday night. Steve, happy new year to you, my friend. We begin 2015 off of that crushing Monmouth loss against Rutgers that we'll talk about a little bit, but put that behind us because tonight's game with rival Canisius, the biggest game of this early season, both teams 2-0 in league play coming in, and a lot of buzz as we re-enter MAC play.
Eddie, happy new year, and it is really exciting to be here on this road trip. I am very excited for this game. This is a huge game for Monmouth University and their program, for Coach Rice. Monmouth 2-0 in MAC play, trying to go 3-0 in conference play for the first time since the 04-05 season. And that season, they actually started 7-0 in conference play. Eddie, this is a huge one tonight. We'll talk about Zach Lewis from Canisius and Phil Valenti, and we'll talk about head coach Jim Barron and how great of a coach he is. And I think right now his Canisius team is overachieving a little bit. You know, they lost a lot of guys from last year. Player of the Year Billy Barron has graduated. Jordan Heath graduated. Chris Perez graduated. They have lost a lot from last year's team, but they're 7-4. They're 2-0 in league, and Jim Barron is doing a great job with his team.
Our pregame show this evening is presented by First Atlantic Credit Union. Visit firstatlanticcu.com for more information. This evening, Monmouth takes on Canisius on the road. This is a venue in which Monmouth, Steve, lost a season ago, 87-67. This Hawks team comes in 2-0 in the league, 5-7 overall. Last time out, had that buzzer-beating defeat against Rutgers in front of a sold-out MAC. But please briefly assess this Monmouth team after the first 12 games, already two in the league. They do have one more remaining non-league game against the University of Pennsylvania in a few weeks. But where is this team right now after a couple-of-day layoff for the New Year holiday as we now get ready to get into the meat of MAC play?
You know, when you look at Monmouth University and you think back to opening night game one, they're up 16 against West Virginia, who is now 17th in the country. Then you think about a game where Monmouth is at Maryland, and they're down one with under a minute to go in that game. Maryland's now 12th in the country. You talk about the game against the Big Ten team of Rutgers and how they came into the MAC, and Monmouth up one with 5 seconds to go, and Miles Mack hit an incredible shot to beat Monmouth in that game. But then you think about road games against Fordham, and then the home game against St. Francis, New York, where they came in and dominated the Hawks. Pretty inconsistent, but I think when you look back to those games where Monmouth has played those bigger opponents, you see how much potential and how much talent is on this team. I think if Monmouth can take the positives out of those games, I think there's some big things to come in conference play for the Hawks, Eddie.
As Steve mentioned, Monmouth hasn't started 3-0 in league play since the 04-05 season, in which they began the year 7-0 and ultimately ended up as the number one seed in the then Northeast Conference tournament. As Steve, we now take a look at this Canisius College team, coached by Jim Barron. It's his 28th season as a head coach, just his third at Canisius. He graduated the second leading scorer in the nation from a year ago. His son, Billy Barron, Also a key player on that team, Jordan Heath, no longer around. His younger brother, Josiah Heath, still on the team. But Canisius is winning in different ways. They're 7-4, 2-0 in the league. They're 4-1 here at home, and a huge home court advantage that they have. But, Steve, talk about how they've changed. This team last year was an up-and-down team. They wanted to score 75. This year's team, very different in the way they're winning basketball games.
Eddie, I watched their game against UMKC on film the other night. They are so impressive in the half-court defensive set. I was very impressed with their rotations, their pressure on the ball, but also the way they hedge pick and roll. They have a lot of big, long players, especially their bigs. Bleeker, Heath, Valenti's a little undersized as a forward, but he's very long and athletic. But when they hedge screen and roll, they hedge it hard, and then they rotate. They do a great job with that. They are very tough to score on in the half court. UMKC shot 31% the other night. Well, I think that's one of the keys that we'll get to later is that Monmouth is going to have to push and force tempo and try to make this a track meet tonight.
We'll take a look at our starting lineups for this game before we get to Steve's keys to the game. Our starting lineups tonight are presented by Surf Pro of Eatontown Long Branch for your fire and water cleanup and restoration needs. Surf Pro EatontownLongBranch.com. Monmouth, fourth-year head coach King Rice, will start similar backcourt. Justin Robinson and Josh James get the start in the backcourt. Deion Jones, Zach Tillman, and Brees Kofani, the remaining five, as the lineup that third-year head coach Jim Barron sends out for Canisius. Their leading scorer, Zach Lewis, will lead the way. The sophomore from Windsor, Connecticut, averages 13 points per game. Second leading scorer, Phil Valenti, 10 points per game, is the small forward. Jan Graszalinski, a freshman from Poland, will start as well. Graszalinski will make his 12th start of the season. Doesn't score a whole lot, does a lot of little things for this team. Jamal Reynolds will get a start as well. The Canadian junior is the third leading scorer at just 7.5 points a game. And Josiah Heath, the senior, will start as the lone real front court player for this team. As we'll now get Steve's keys to the game presented by Barnabas Health. Premier Healthcare is one click away. BarnabasHealth.org.
Eddie, I think forcing tempo in this game is huge. The Hawks must get stops, and they have to push, like we mentioned. UMKC the other night against Canisius shot 31%. Very impressed with Canisius and their half-court defense. So, again, it starts on the defensive end. When you want to push, you have to get stops and a rebound, outlet the ball and go. Want to see Monmouth score, get some easy buckets in transition. The two leading scorers for Canisius are Zach Lewis and Phil Valenti. I think that both those guys have to be in double figures for Canisius to win this game, or the Hawks must do a good job with those guys. Valenti in West Long Branch last year had 16 points. He was a freshman last year, sophomore this year, 16 points in West Long Branch, a 7 of 9 shooting. Very versatile player, lefty, can run the floor, but he's a little bit undersized. So I think the Hawks' bigs have to cause him problems, especially Kofani, Brady, standing tall, blocking shots. But Valenti can also step out, which can be a little bit of a matchup problem. Zach Lewis is their leading scorer. Josh James will probably get matched up on him right away. They have to make it difficult for Zach Lewis tonight. He doesn't shoot a high percentage, but he can go for 20 on any night. He's kind of a high-volume type guy, but if he gets it going, he can really fill it up. And then lastly, Kanish is very patient offensively. They're so well coached. The Hawks must be prepared to guard for a long time defensively.
Monmouth Canisius, two of the three teams in MAC play that are 2-0, and we'll have the starting lineups for you and the tip between Monmouth and Canisius when we come back. 2-minute timeout, and we'll bring you back courtside here on your home for Monmouth basketball, the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Back here courtside at the Kessler Athletic Center. Not to be confused, by the way, with Kessler Field, the home of the Monmouth football team. We are in downtown Buffalo, New York. Monmouth and Canisius, two of the three teams in MAC play entering this evening at 2-0. The other team is Fairfield, and tonight the Stags take on Siena. That game is up in Bridgeport. One final already in MAC play as we take an early look at our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. St. Peter's went on the road and defeated Quinnipiac 66-60 in Hamden. The other games going on in league play tonight, Manhattan also up here. They visit Niagara, which is about 20 minutes away from where we're playing tonight. And in Poughkeepsie, Ryder and Marist play at 7 p.m. Lineups again as we run you down these starting fives for this MAC game. Robinson, James, Jones, Kofani, and Tillman. The five Monmouth players, the five Golden Griffins, Lewis, Grashalinski, Valenti, Reynolds, and Heath. And Steve, you gave us your keys to the game, but even more so than that, Monmouth, couple of games in a row, tough losses at home, St. Francis, New York, and Rutgers. But how important is it, and you and I were saying it to ourselves and to other people around the program, those two games mean absolutely nothing in the grand scheme of things for Monmouth. If they go out and they can win this game this evening and go to 3-0 in league play for the first time since 2004 or 2005, it's kind of like, not that they don't have any bearing on the season, the last two at home, but in the grand scheme of conference play, this one is all that matters.
Yeah, I would agree, Eddie. And you know, the Monmouth Hawks have a huge opportunity right now this weekend here in West New York. Canisius has lost four seniors from last year's a team that was really, really good. And I give head coach Jim Barron a lot of credit for having his team at 7-4 and 2-0 in the league. But this is an absolutely winnable game for the Monmouth Hawks on the road here. And it's a huge game. There's no other way to put it. It's an absolutely huge game. One other thing, too, is I love the body language that I'm seeing from the Hawks right now. They look focused, but they also look loose and ready to play. You know, I've seen some games this year, and the Fordham game sticks out to me where the body language scared me a little bit. I absolutely love the way our team, or the Hawks, look right now. Sorry. I love the way the Hawks look right now, and I think they're going to come out with a big performance. I really do, Eddie.
Well, Steve, we don't have to hide the fact that we're Monmouth graduates. We're not on ESPN3 tonight, so we can go back to being our normal selves as we're happy to be broadcasting live on 1160, 1310 AM, ShoreSportsNetwork.com, and on the free Radio Pup app. Want to give a quick shout-out. Our good buddies Nick, John, and crew listening right now at Freehold BMW. Appreciate it, guys. A couple of friends of ours, from my friend from high school and his good buddy John as well, and their crew. Monmouth fans all over tuning into this one this evening as we're just about ready for tip. Opening tip presented by Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day. Heath, Kofani, and Brees Kofani will control the opening tip for Monmouth. Justin Robinson in Monmouth's road midnight blue uniforms, moving right to left as we begin our game this evening. Robinson, quick floater to begin this game, is going to be short. It's going to go out of bounds off of Kofani. 13 seconds into the game. Robinson 0 for 1. Canisius will get it. Their first possession.
Robinson just put a crossover move on Zach Lewis. And Zach Lewis ended up on the other side of the court. Robinson, I think, was surprised how open he was. Rushed his shot a little bit.
Both teams open up man-to-man as Canisius works it around here. Heath, backdoor cut, gets a find from Valenti and lays it in to put Canisius up 2-0.
Monmouth slow on the rotations. They like to double-team the post on the catch.
Kofani, being guarded by Valenti, picks up his dribble, throws top of the key to Josh James. James bounces it down low to Zach Tillman. Tillman out to Robinson. Jones at the foul line. Deion Jones dribbles out of trouble. 14 on the shot clock. Deion Jones cut off, double-team, throws it to Zach Tillman. Right wing, skip pass to Josh James. James, long step back two, is missed. Rebound by Josiah Heath. Grashalinski brings it up, dumps it down low. Valenti, top of the key. Heath, long jumper's missed. James deflected it. Ball goes out of bounds. It will remain with Canisius. 18:48 to go first half.
We know Jordan Heath last year was a major threat from the outside. His brother Josiah can shoot it a little bit too. Probably more of a mid-range guy. His brother Jordan was a real three-point threat on the outside. He graduated, so Hawks dealing with Josiah Heath tonight.
Yeah, it's a family affair. It's Barons and Heaths up in Canisius. Jim Barron, the head coach. His son Billy graduated. This is a handoff for Zach Lewis. Three-pointer from the right wing is good. Canisius on top now, 5-0.
And Canisius goes dribble handoff there to Zach Lewis. Again, he's a guy that can really go off. Got to make his night difficult. He catches and releases, knocks it down.
Down low, Zach Tillman is fouled. Got a nice low feed from Robinson, and Big Zach will go to the line with Monmouth trailing 5-0. 1 minute, 39 seconds gone by.
Good job by the Monmouth Hawks on the secondary break there. Right after the shot went in, they rushed it up the court, went into a nice set, got Tillman a look down low.
Tillman's first free throw is good. Zach Tillman comes into the game, averaging just 4 points a contest, but he does shoot 75% from the line and 55% from the floor. He makes both of his free throws, 5-2 early on here. Minute 50 gone by in this one. Jan Grashalinski will run point. Lewis is going to play off the ball. He has it now on the right wing, dribbles himself to the top of the key. Lewis left-hand dribble alive, has it deflected by Deion Jones. Deflected ball again, goes out of bounds after a pass. And they say it will remain with Canisius off of Monmouth.
This is something that we talked about in the opening. Monmouth having to play defense for long possessions. But Canisius very, very patient, so well coached. Can't break down at the end of the shot clock now.
Krasilinski inbounds to Heath, goes now to Lewis, top of the key. 8 on the shot clock. Lewis being guarded by Justin Robinson. Puts it on the floor, pulls up from 3. That one too strong. Heath had to go off his hand right to Josh James. Robinson will now lead Monmouth the other way. Crosses over at midcourt. Waits for everyone to join him as now Zach Tillman has it top of the key. Swing it right wing to Deion Jones. Jones, top of the key, finds Robinson. Robinson pulls it out. New offense here with Monmouth trailing 5-2. Dribble handoff to James. James will throw it right wing to Deion Jones. Jones finds Robinson off the screen on the right corner. 10 on the shot clock. Top of the key, now Jones. Swing it to James for 3 in the corner. That one's too strong. Ball goes out of bounds. Deflected, they say, off of Josiah Heath. So Monmouth will keep it, Steve, trailing 5-2, 17-17 to go in the first.
I think Josh James had ripped through there on the baseline. He caught it. Had an open look at 3, but I think the baseline was wide open. He could have went and made a play at the rim.
Inbound to Jones. Deion Jones, 3 is short. Kofani keeps the rebound in bounds, but it goes right to a Canisius player. This is Reynolds ahead of the pack. Grashalinski, cross-court fine. Lewis is open for 3, and he buries it.
The Hawks lose Lewis in transition there. Nice look by Grashalinski to get him an open look there, but can't lose Zach Lewis at all, Eddie.
Almost a turnover there as Deion Jones almost threw it away. Throws it left wing out of Justin Robinson. Whistle here. And they're going to wipe down a spot on the floor that Deion Jones fell on. 16:47 to go first half. 8-2, Canisius in front of Monmouth, Steve. Zach Lewis here, a couple of threes early on to pace the Golden Griffins.
Monmouth, it all starts with stops. You have to get stops against these guys in order to run. Canisius is able to knock down shots consistently. Then they can run back, set up their half-court defense, which is their strength. Again, they're so strong defensively. They do a great job. Very, very solid. So it all starts with stops. You got to get stops first.
17 on the shot clock as they inbound to Robinson. Splits a double team. Try to throw one down low to Kofani, and he lost it off his leg. Canisius will come back the other way. Lewis ahead of the pack to the rim. Has it blocked by Tillman. Second effort is missed. Jones pulls it down. Back goes Monmouth the other way. Josh James right at Grashalinski. Offensive foul will be the call on Josh James, pushing off with his right forearm. Tough call against Josh James. I thought that was all blocked the whole way.
I think Josh James used his left hand. I think he used his left hand and displaced Grashalinski, and that's where he got the call. He didn't need to do that. It would have been a block if he just kept going hard to the basket, but he used that left hand to push off.
And I think if Jan Grashalinski is an NBA player, he's getting a call from the commissioner's office.
I thought he played good D, to be honest with you. I just think Josh used a little bit too much left arm. If he just used, I think if he actually used his shoulder, he gets a blocking call.
Grashalinski pulls up for 2, barely grazes the iron. Heath pulls down the offensive rebound. New offense here for Canisius. They swing it right wing to Lewis. Lewis double-teamed by Kofani and James. Valenti finds Heath down low, but he lost it off his foot out of bounds. Monmouth will get it when we come back from the media timeout. 15:55 to go in the first. Canisius 8, Monmouth 2. We step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Canisius 8, Monmouth 2 early on in this one. 15:55 to go in our first half. The members of the New Jersey Education Association work to make public schools great for every child. Steve, Monmouth down 6, but that last Josh James offensive foul probably could have been prevented if he just would have played it straight.
Yeah, I agree, Eddie. I think he didn't need to use the left hand there. He had a, you know, size and speed and power advantage against Grashalinski. Just should have kept going right to the basket to finish.
Robinson will run the show for Monmouth, trailing 8-2. He's going to pull for a deep three, and he'll knock it down. Robinson cuts the Canisius lead to 8-5.
That's a huge shot by the point guard. His team needs a bucket. Pull up 3, tough shot, but he knocks it down.
Answer the other way. Lewis is short on a three. Ball goes out of bounds off of Canisius. So Monmouth will get it back after that long Robinson three. Steve, that kind of woke the team up.
Hey, that's what you want to see your point guard do. Your team needs a bucket. And he knocks it down, stepping up big there. Maybe Monmouth can get some momentum now offensively.
Chris Brady into the game for Zach Tillman. He'll throw it over left wing to Robinson. Entry pass to Kofani. Double team, skips it over to James. James throws top of the key for Robinson. 5 minutes gone by, Monmouth trails 8-5. Robinson finds James on the baseline. James to the basket, has his shot blocked. That one's sent away by Jermaine Crumpton. Canisius will come back the other way. Lewis, tough pass to handle. Robinson takes it away, leads a 3-on-1 for Monmouth. Robinson, right to the rim, 5 in a row for Justin Robinson. Monmouth trails 8-7.
Great job by Justin Robinson. His pass to Josh James, who got blocked on that play, was beautiful. I think James should have went to the other side of the rim. Robinson there, nobody stopped ball, able to go to the right side and finish.
Groszelinski around a screen for Canisius. Throws top of the key to Crumpton. Crumpton, a 6'6 redshirt freshman from nearby Niagara Falls. Looks like he's assumed, Steve, that Chris Manhurts role as he steps into a triple and knocks it down straight away.
Oh, something that these Canisius big guys do as they step out and shoot jump shots and shoot them at a pretty decent percentage.
Hawks trailing 11-7. Brady dribbles himself down into the block, throws left wing to Robinson. He'll try a triple. That one too strong. Brady with an offensive rebound. His putback jumper is no good. Ball's tipped out of bounds and saved from going out of bounds by Kevin Bleeker. Griffins come back the other way. Groszelinski will wait for everyone to join. Throws to Bleeker. He'll try a three. He'll miss that one way short. Rebound to Chris Brady. Robinson, cross court, find to Deion Jones. Long on that one. Loose ball foul will go on Chris Brady. He'll pick up his first foul. 13:30 to go first half. Canisius in front of Monmouth, 11-7.
Now Crumpton knocking down that three. 7 of 21 on the season. Now 8 of 22. Yeah, Bleeker who shoots that three off the pick and pop. Bleeker shooting threes at 4 of 14, so not a great percentage, but showing that he doesn't mind shooting them. And it looks like Jim Barron gives his bigs the green light to shoot outside jump shots.
Adam Weir, redshirt freshman, is checked in, as well as Cassius Robertson, another redshirt freshman from Ontario. Monmouth counters with Nicholas, Colin Stewart, and Max DeLeo, along with Robinson and Brady. This is Jeremiah Williams, the senior from Michigan. He'll run the point now. A lot of reserves into this one. 7 minutes gone by in the first. Crumpton, catch, shoot for three. That one too strong. Brady with a strong rebound. Looked like Crumpton didn't have it quite in his hands. Robinson, stutter step and go to the rim. Great move, couldn't finish as Bleeker pulls it down.
I thought there was some contact on that one. Nice take by Justin Robinson. Robinson getting to the rim.
Not many starters on the floor, Steve. I look on the court right now, I see zero starters for either team in the game. So complete second units as Canisius leads 11-7. Crumpton throws down low to Bleeker. Try to bounce pass to Weir. Back door, it went out of bounds. Monmouth will get it back. 12:26 to go in the first. And Coach Rice will counter with Austin Tillman. So correction, the one starter who was in the game was Robinson. He'll now sit down. No starters on the floor.
Well, Monmouth's benefit here is that when they come in off the bench, they come in with Andrew Nicholas, senior, who's been a three-year starter, and Max DeLeo. Colin Stewart's also been playing pretty well lately.
Steve, Josh James on the bench looks to be favoring one of those ankles as he's kind of limping over to his spot on the bench. See where Monmouth looks to get offense here, trailing 11-7. Colin Stewart splits a double team. Stewart to the rim. Offensive foul on Colin Stewart with 12:04 to go. And it looked as though Crumpton was sliding under him the whole time.
Nice strong take there by Colin Stewart. Again, Canisius hedges screen and roll so strong that the Monmouth guards are going to try to split that. That time, Colin Stewart did a great job of splitting that hedge, but he can either pull up like you're signaling to me. Very good, Eddie.
I'm showing Steve the pull-up on press row.
But I really like to take to the basket. Tough call, but I'd like to see all the Monmouth Hawk guards keep doing that.
10 reserves on the floor right now. Neither team scored in a couple of minutes. Canisius on top by 4. Bleeker throws right wing to Adam Weir. Weir to Crumpton. Crumpton alley-oop to Bleeker. He lays it in over DeLeo. Athletic move by Kevin Bleeker.
And that's good offense there. Good patient offense. And then off the screen, Bleeker rolled to the basket. Nice look by Crumpton. A big-to-big pass there. Well done.
11 and a half to go in our first half. Austin Tillman, screen and roll, throws left corner to Colin Stewart. Stewart has 15 on the shot clock. In the left corner, he goes to Max DeLeo. Top of the key, Stewart. Nicholas is now going to catch an attack from the right wing. Try to bounce one to Brady, and it goes out of bounds, but it's deflected. So Monmouth will inbound when we return. 11-12 to go in our first half. Canisius in front, 13-7. We're back after a 60-second pause on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Jersey Mike Subs on the corner of Route 36 and Monmouth Road in West Long Branch. Visit them today or order online, jerseymikes.com.
Well, right now, Eddie Canisius is 5-13 from the field, including three threes, two from Zach Lewis and one from Jermaine Crumpton. Monmouth has started off slow offensively. They're only 2 of 11, but they are getting some looks at the rim. They just got to start finishing a little better. I think they'll be right back in this ball game.
Coach Rice is countered with Justin Robinson as well as Deion Jones. Jones, catch and shoot is going to be long. Tip rebound into the arms of Jeremiah Williams. Hawks continue to struggle offensively in this first half. Crumpton has it on the right wing. Dribble handoff to Weir. Throws top of the key to Bleeker. Bleeker now to Jeremiah Williams on the wing. Being guarded by DeLeo. Throws it to Bleeker. Cutting to the rim. Reverse layup is good. It's 15-7. Canisius.
Canisius is very, very good offensively. They're so just fundamental. It becomes tough to guard when a team is so patient. Again, their offensive numbers don't blow you away, but it's just their patience, and they make you guard for so long.
18 on the shot clock for Monmouth here. Nicholas, top of the key, catch and shoot three. Put it in. Big shot from Andrew Nicholas to cut this lead to 15-10.
And Eddie, Andrew Nicholas last year in West Long Branch put Monmouth on his back. He finished that game with 28, and he was 10 of 18. But he was great in that game, including the game winner. Maybe Monmouth needs a huge Andrew Nicholas performance tonight.
Someone talked about that on the car ride up, by the way. Just saying.
Is that Eddie Acapinti who said that?
It might have been. As Robinson steals, scoop, layup. Monmouth has cut this lead to 15-12 as I give myself an assist point.
Good job by Justin Robinson there with the steal. Robinson looks focused and ready to play. And you love to see that from your point guard, from your leader. Nice steal and finish.
Robinson with 7 early points in this one. Bunch of players ready to check in. Errant pass here from Canisius as they throw it away right into the arms of Nicholas. Robinson brings Monmouth back. Nice bounce pass ahead to Brady, who cannot finish. Not sure what he tried to do there. But credit Robinson, had a beautiful pass. Steve Brady just kind of blew the layup.
Eddie, that's a great pass by Justin Robinson. Chris Brady has to finish that.
Under 9.5 to go in our first half. Jeremiah Williams drives around DeLeo. Skip pass into the corner. Triple on the way and good for Cassius Robertson.
A nice drive to the basket. Draw the defense and then kick to an open shooter in the corner. That's now 4 threes for Canisius so far in the first 11 minutes.
Robinson threw one to Brady. He couldn't handle it. It's a turnover. Robertson down the other way. Knocks over DeLeo. Wave off the made shot. It's an offensive foul on Cassius Robertson. And to be fair, Steve, that is as tough a call on Robertson if you're a Canisius fan as the one on Colin Stewart was if you're a Monmouth fan.
I've come up with this theory now, Eddie, that if you Euro step into somebody, you're going to get called for a charge more times than not. Usually guys Euro step to not touch anybody. If you Euro step and still contact the defender, you usually seem to get called for a charge now. So credit Max DeLeo for getting back on D and getting the right position there.
And Steve, I'm going to have you educate the listeners as to the Euro step when we get an opportunity. 8.5 to go in our first half. Hawks trail Canisius by 6. Down low, Zach Tillman. Lefty scoop layup is good. Nice find from Nicholas on a bounce pass.
Great look by Nicholas and great job by Zach Tillman. Sealing, getting position. He's got such a good left hand. Nice to see if you're a Hawks fan.
Canisius back with a couple of starters. Grashalinski, Heath, Valenti and Lewis back in. Grashalinski, the freshman from Poland, running the show. Throws top of the key to Weir. Dribble handoff to Lewis. Austin Tillman draws the tough assignment of Zach Lewis on this possession. 6 on the shot clock. Tillman and Lewis top of the key one-on-one. Lewis throws into the corner. triple on the way from Crash Olinsky is no good. Big rebound, Zach Tillman. Robinson ahead of the pack to Deion Jones. Jones, her acrobatic layup is missed, but he'll go to the line for two after Valenti fouled him.
And that's what you want to see from the Hawks. Great half-court defense, and then an outlet to the point guard, immediate advance pass to Deion Jones, and then he goes to the rim strong, drawing the foul and going to the line.
7:44 to go in the first half. 18-14, Canisius. Zach, just a 30-second pause this time out here on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. FanshopMonmouthHawks.com is your one-stop shop for fully customized Monmouth Hawks gear. Again, shopmonmouthhawks.com. Eddie Acapinti, Steve Bazzaz here at the Kessler Athletic Center on campus at Canisius. Steve, Monmouth down to the Griffs, 18-14 before the timeout. Talked about what exactly the Euro step is. You reference it on our broadcast all the time. Give the listeners the visual of what you're talking about.
Well, the Euro step basically is your footwork when you're going in for a layup, and instead of going straight to the rim, you use your footwork to basically, like you said, slither around the defender and find your way around him to not get a charge called. It's become a pretty en vogue play in basketball. You know, I try to practice it sometimes when I'm in the gym on my own. I don't think I'm athletic enough to do it, Eddie, but it's become an en vogue move, and so I think actually sometimes players use it too much, and I now think that if guys Euro step into somebody, it's going to start being called a charge a lot. Almost like you're spinning into somebody, you're a little bit out of control, and you hit a defender, and you're going to get called for a charge.
Deion Jones at the foul line, Monmouth's leading scorer, misses his first free throw. Steve, the last time I think I Euro stepped, it was to get around three people at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Work my way to the food.
The Euro step's a little advanced for me, too.
Jones goes one of two. Monmouth now trails 18-15. With 7:40 to go in the first half. Hawks go 2-3 zone this possession, Steve. I know you always say you got to locate the shooters. Oh, Valenti and Lewis are the two. And this is Lewis. Catch and shoot three is no good. Offensive rebound pulled down by Jamal Reynolds.
Well, Lewis takes a quick shot there. You want to be able to get a rebound again. Stops and rebounds to get that secondary break basketball in motion.
This is Reynolds on the left wing. Deflected pass. He tries to throw to Valenti. It gets through to Valenti. Heath has it top of the key. Out to Grasha Linsky for three. That one's way short. Deion Jones, good position for the rebound. Hawks trail by three. 13 minutes gone by. Tillman to an open Nicholas for the tie. That one no good. Heath pulls it down.
Open look for Andrew Nicholas. You want to see that go down.
Dump down low to Valenti. Throws to Reynolds. Reynolds, wild scoop layup is good.
Reynolds with a hard take there to catch, just puts his head down and goes right to the rim. Nobody steps in to help. Nobody moves over to block a shot. It's not good defense right there by the Hawks.
Took almost a running head start to get to the rim as well, as Canisius now goes in front by five. And through the first about 14 minutes of this one, and we'll talk about it next whistle, right now this game being played at the pace Canisius wants it played at. As Robinson controls for Monmouth. Throws left wing. Nicholas, catch and shoot three. That one no good. Two in a row off the mark for Red. Rebound pulled down by Lewis. Lewis, long find to Valenti, but it goes off the backboard right into the arms of Robinson. Robinson back the other way. Pull up three in transition. Good!
Eddie, Justin Robinson has absolutely come to play tonight. Just so focused. What a leader he is for this team. And he's really emerged as a huge, big-time player for them. Just a great shot there.
Well, how about the awful pass from Lewis that went off the backboard? And Robinson heads up, able to convert it into a three-pointer. Heath fouled here, going to the basket by Nicholas. The Reds' first foul, 5:42 to go first half. Quick moving first half. Steve, it's 20-18 Canisius. This team last year was up and down. They were go, go, go. They've changed the way they play under Coach Jim Barron in this season. And right now, they are controlling the tempo at least early on in this one.
They are, and then when they've turned it over, that's what's really hurt them. It's allowed Robinson get the ball and go out and make some things happen. But Josiah Heath, by the way, only shoots 47% from the foul line. He knocks down that first shot. I like that foul, though, by Andrew Nicholas. Make him earn it at the foul line. You're a little late defensively on the rotations, but make Heath earn it here. But how comfortable do you feel when Justin Robinson has the ball? It's just, you know, he's going to make the right decision.
Heath goes 2 of 2, putting Canisius up 4. Brice Colfani back in. Will inbound to Austin Tillman.
And we've also seen a lot of the Tillman, Justin Robinson backcourt here. Josh James, like you said, was limping a little bit on the bench. Maybe he's banged up. He's had a banged up year, whether it's his finger, he had food poisoning earlier in the year. It's just been a tough year for him so far, Eddie.
Colin Stewart short on a triple here. Rebound pulled down by Reynolds. To Lewis for three. You cannot leave Zach Lewis open as he stretches the Canisius lead back to 24-18 after that triple, his third.
You don't even want to give Zach Lewis attempts. You have to know where he is at all times. Him being able to catch and shoot like that in transition is a breakdown.
Austin Tillman's going to go to the basket. He's fouled on the floor. Monmouth lucky there. He looked a little out of control. 5 minutes to go in the first. It's 25-18. They have the scoreboard wrong previous possession. Canisius on top by seven. They counter with Crumpton. Valenti will sit down. Valenti has yet to score, and he has two fouls. Stevie's the second leading scorer for this Canisius team. Tillman to inbound. Inbound to Kofani. Goes high to catch it. And then they call an offensive foul on Brees Kofani.
Well, that was, I think, Josiah Heath, who had great position there on Kofani. Kofani had to climb his back to catch the lob. You also heard somebody on the Canisius sideline screaming lob. So they have done their homework. They knew that lob pass was going to Kofani. A good defense there.
Griffin's into some motion set here. Moving left to right. Grashalinski throws it over to Reynolds. Reynolds now goes to Lewis on the right wing. Zach Lewis around a screen from Heath. Pulls from way downtown. Oh, he buried it. That's trouble for Monmouth. If Zach Lewis gets it going, he's got 12. It's a 10-point Canisius lead.
He's the guy that Monmouth cannot let get going. He's only averaging 13 a game. It doesn't shoot the highest percentage, but leads the team by far in shots attempted. And he's a guy that can fill it up for 20, 25 on any given night. He looks very confident right now, and that's scary if you're a Hawks fan.
They graduated one sharpshooter in Barron. Lewis, as a sophomore now, after a year playing with him, has assumed that role. Dangerous. 4:14 to go in this first half. Monmouth down 10. Colin Stewart on the right wing. Drives around Reynolds. Stewart's going to attack the basket and can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Heath. Jeremiah Williams. Drive and kick Lewis. NBA three. Oh, he's feeling it. Zach Lewis has given Canisius a 31-18 lead. He's got 15. And King Rice takes a 30-second timeout.
We talked about it in the open, Eddie, about Zach Lewis being one of the main guys along with Valenti. When you have a guy like Zach Lewis, and he's so important to this team, you don't even want to give him attempts. You really want to be on him on the catch. And the Hawks, I've got three shots in my mind right now. The other two threes were pretty tough, but I got three threes in my mind right now where he was basically uncovered and was able to catch it and shoot it right away. And that's disappointing because I'm sure the Hawks know how important he is to the team and how he can really get going. Just breakdowns defensively, you have to locate, you have to match, you have to talk, and the Hawks aren't doing that.
Hawks are down 13. Next media timeout, we'll give you the out-of-town scores on our Coke Zero scoreboard. The other three MAC games currently being played, the one final as well. Next whistle will get us to that media break. Robinson brings it down court, drive and kick out to DeLeo. He passes on the shot. James has come back in, has it on the right wing, throws right corner to Deion Jones. Jones, nice drive around Heath, counted and the foul. Nice reverse layup for Deion Jones.
And that's a tough matchup for Heath, as the Hawks have gone to five guards here. Heath drawing the matchup against Jones. He goes baseline and draws the foul. We'll see how Canisius adjusts to that lineup.
3:40 to go on the first. Monmouth has cut it to an 11-point lead. We'll come back after a 30-second pause here on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. 3:40 to go in the first. Canisius 31, Monmouth 20. Take a look at our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. With 7:26 to go in the first, Fairfield leads Siena 27-17. 7:47 to go first half, Niagara 26, Manhattan 15. And 5 minutes to go in the first, Ryder 20, Marist 18. St. Peter's earlier today defeated Quinnipiac 66-60. Steve, Monmouth down 11, 15 first half points from Zach Lewis. We talked about it in our open, in our keys to the game. He is the most lethal scorer on this Golden Griffin squad.
Absolutely, and he's already got 10 shot attempts in this first half, and he's 5 of 8 from 3. And I look at that as an important stat. You want to be there on the catch against Zach Lewis. You want to limit his attempts. He's really the only guy that can go off on this team. Valenti's a good player. He's more of a scrappy kind of guy. Lewis is a guy that can really go off for 20, 25, maybe even 30 on some nights. And the fact that he's already taken 10 shots in this game tells me the Hawks haven't found him on the catch, and that's alarming.
Deion Jones made the free throw, so he did convert his three-point play to cut this lead to 10, 3.5 to go in our first half. You know, Steve, listening to documentaries and things like that, talk about it after this possession. Crumpton down low, has his shot blocked by Deion Jones, but they call a foul. Very physical from Crumpton there. He and Jones were banging the whole possession.
Well, the way Jim Barron responded to the Hawks going five guards is to just post up one of them. And that time Crumpton posts up Deion Jones and gives him the business. I don't know how much contact there really was on the play, but nice strong move by Crumpton drawing the foul.
You know, Steve, I was starting to make the point as Crumpton makes his first one. In that documentary, that 30 for 30, Winning Time, about Reggie Miller and the Knicks, one of the things Pat Riley talked about was eliminating a shooter's airspace. And that's something that really stuck in my head. And he talked about it when the Knicks were trying to defend, obviously, Reggie Miller. This isn't a situation like that, as a second free throw is missed and Monmouth pulls it down. But to that point, are you literally hand in face when he crosses half court when a guy is as hot as Lewis?
There's got to be a guy screaming and yelling and matching up, shooter. It's all relative. So for this game right now, Zach Lewis is the Reggie Miller of Canisius, and I think the Hawks need to treat him that way, that he's really so dangerous they need to be on him at all times.
Robinson bangs a three from the left corner as Canisius, Steve, went 2-3 zone to counter that Monmouth five-guard set. Nice ball movement from the Hawks, though.
Great ball movement, and now Monmouth is in a man-to-man. I was thinking maybe they go 2-3 to eliminate a post-up here, but they're going to stick in the man. Justin Robinson, just another big shot.
2.5 to go in our first half. Monmouth down 8, 32-24. Bleeker hands off to Lewis. Lewis and Bleeker play catch. Bleeker, long triple. That's an air ball. Reynolds pulls down the rebound. Top of the key, it's Lewis. Swings it over to Williams. The shot clock did not reset. It's got 3 seconds. Williams has to hoist one up. It's back iron. Tipped rebound. Comes down to Josh James. 2:10 and counting to go in our first half. Robinson, pull up in transition. That one way short. Reynolds will catch, and he'll go. Reynolds, floater, good. Can he just back up by 10?
Reynolds is a long, athletic player who gets the ball and looks to just go. That time a little floater in transition, knocks it down. Robinson had the heat check there. Couldn't knock it down.
Canisius forces an almost turnover here as Nicholas now pulls it down after a deflected pass. Red left alone for three, and he'll knock it down. It's a guards game right now as Monmouth's down 34-27. The team's trading threes.
Fortunate right there for the Hawks. Jones had a pass tipped. It looked like it should have been a steal. Nicholas comes up with it. Nobody picks him up at the top of the key, so he just turns and shoots it. Big shot.
Looks like a pickup game has kind of opened up here. Kofani to check in for Monmouth next opportunity. James now draws the assignment of Lewis. And James, Steve, noticeably grimacing. Something's not right on one of his ankles. Williams is going to drive his little floater. Too strong. Offensive foul is the call on Jeremiah Williams. And that was a late whistle as he shot, landed, then knocked over Nicholas. And Monmouth will get it with 71 seconds to go in the first half.
Nice job by Andrew Nicholas. Josh James, you're right, Eddie, is limping and struggling. He's off to the side now as Kofani checks back in. A good possession there. I thought Williams traveled too when he first came up with the dribble handoff and went the other way, but Nicholas steps in. Big last minute here for Monmouth Hawks. They'll probably get two possessions, see if they can convert.
Steve, I think Jim Barron would have signed for the travel. As Jones out to Nicholas, he pops another three. Couple in a row for Red. Monmouth cuts it to 4.
Deion Jones driving, draws the help, kicks it out to Nicholas. He bangs it down. Big shot from the senior.
About a 16-second difference between the game and shot clock, so Monmouth will get another possession, barring a Canisius offensive rebound.
A huge defensive possession here for the Hawks.
Lewis on the right wing, throws down low. Kofani intercepts it. Ahead to DeLeo. Monmouth can take the final shot of this first half here if they so choose. Instead, Jones will try a shot. He'll knock down the long two, and it's a big Monmouth run to end the half. They trail 34-32.
That's one of those no, pass it out shots, but Dion knocks it down, so you'll take it. The Hawks have cut this game to two with 14 seconds left. A lot of transition basketball has not got them back in this game, and it's great to see. Now, huge stop for momentum purposes here in the last 15 seconds.
Steve, this was a double-digit Canisius lead. Just a couple of minutes ago, it was a couple of threes, and the whole game in this first half changed when King Rice went five-guard lineup and really opened the floor up with Jones and Nicholas, your biggest players. That's really enabled Monmouth to go on this run. And think about it, it works. The Canisius bigs aren't down-low bigs, so it's not like they're going to post anybody up back the other way.
Absolutely, and it's a nice adjustment there. And now he's come back with Kofani for Josh James, who again looks to be limping. Kofani now needs to protect the rim on this possession. But Andrew Nicholas has hit some big shots. Justin Robinson has been absolutely phenomenal again in this first half. Now with DeLeo in, he's got Lewis. Big, big possession here for momentum.
Canisius led this one 32-20. As this three is off the mark from Crumpton, the putback at the buzzer is missed by Bleeker. And Steve will go to halftime with Monmouth on a run, trailing the Griffs, 34-32. And it was all Robinson and Nicholas for Monmouth in that first half. 13 for Justin, 9 for Red, and we got a ball game in Buffalo.
We have a ball game, Eddie. Just a few minutes ago, it was 31-18. Zach Lewis was getting hot, a timeout by King Rice, and the Hawks have gone on a big, big run here. Led by Robinson and Nicholas. Deion Jones with a shot in the corner there to cut it to two. Monmouth will be down heading into halftime. But if you're the Hawks, you're pretty happy right now, only down two after being down 13 just a couple minutes ago.
A 14-3 run. The final 3 minutes, 57 seconds of the first half has Monmouth down just two to Canisius. 34-32, Griffins in front of the Hawks. We'll take a couple of minute timeout here at halftime. Steve and I will go over the first half as well as take a look around the MAC scoreboard during our halftime show. And it'll be right here after a 2 minute pause on your only source for Hawks basketball this season, the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.